What if everything we believe about global power, hard work, innovation, cultural superiority, matters less than the rivers running through our backyards? The United States didn't conquer the world through brilliant strategy or exceptional virtue. It won the geographic lottery. With more navigable waterways than the rest of the planet combined, natural barriers protecting every border, and farmland stretching across a continent, America's rise was less achievement than inevitability. This isn't just academic theory. When James Mattis kept this analysis on his desk as Secretary of Defense, and when business leaders restructured billions in investments based on these predictions, they recognized something profound. Geography doesn't just influence history, it writes it. And right now, it's writing the end of the world order we've known for 70 years. A single number reshaped civilization. A horse pulling a canal barge could move 30 tons, but the same horse with a cart managed just 1 ton. This 30-to-1 ratio explains why ancient Egypt dominated for millennia while landlocked kingdoms struggled. The Nile was a highway where pharaohs cruised the entire kingdom, collecting taxes and projecting power with unmatched efficiency. But Egypt's geographic blessing became its curse. Those impassable deserts that protected the kingdom also isolated it, creating a stagnant society obsessed with monuments rather than technology. Modern economics echo this reality. Today's container ships cost 17 cents per container mile versus $2.40 for trucks, a 14-to-1 advantage that explodes to 71 when factoring in infrastructure maintenance. This explains why riverside cities became wealth centers while inland regions remained poor, why coastal nations built empires while landlocked countries struggled to unify. Water isn't just important, it's everything. For 5 millennia after agriculture, human progress crawled. Then 2 revolutions within 5 centuries rewrote existence. The first was deep water navigation. Before 1400, sailors hugged coastlines, terrified of open water. The Ottoman Empire nearly conquered Europe by monopolizing the Silk Road spice trade, coming within 1 battle of victory at Vienna in 1529. But the world was shifting. The Portuguese and Spanish developed transformative technologies, the dry compass, crossstaff, Carvel shipbuilding, and gunports. The English, forged in the brutal North Sea, perfected these into naval dominance. Between 1600 and 1800, England seized global trade networks, establishing colonies from Africa to Asia. Oceans became highways. The second revolution, industrialization, shattered ancient limits. The first steam engine in 1712 enabled deeper coal mining, producing more coal for better engines in a virtuous cycle. By 1805, breakthroughs had matured. High-volume steel enabled railroads, compact engines powered locomotives, chemical innovations created fertilizers, and steel-reinforced cement allowed vertical cities. Germany completed this transformation in 40 years, one-third England's time, applying industrial technology to warfare with ruthless efficiency, transforming from Europe's poorest to richest in 1 generation. The Mississippi River alone, navigable for 2,100 miles, dwarfs Europe's rivers. Combined with 11 other major rivers and the 3,000-mile intercoastal waterway, America possesses 17,600 miles of internal waterways, more than the rest of the world combined. Unlike scattered rivers elsewhere, these form an interconnected network overlaying the planet's largest contiguous stretch of high-quality farmland. America needed just 130 miles of planking through the Cumberland Narrows to connect the eastern seaboard to the Mississippi Basin. Germans required thousands of miles of infrastructure to forge their unified state. 90% of the lower 48 sits within 150 miles of navigable water, surrounding a heartland producing billions of bushels of wheat, soybeans, and corn annually. This productive core enjoys 4 defensive layers, making invasion essentially impossible. Deserts and highlands guard the Mexican border, mountains and forests protect the Canadian frontier, and oceans isolate America from populous Europe and Asia. No nation possesses the prerequisites for invasion: massive population, industrial capacity for invasion fleets, and strategic freedom to develop naval power without land border concerns. America didn't just win the geographic lottery, it won the jackpot, bonus round, and lifetime achievement award. After World War II, America built the Bretton Woods system, protecting global shipping, providing market access, enabling free capital movement to contain Soviet power. The costs were substantial. Defense spending regularly topped 5% of GDP, twice allies' ratio, the Navy costs $150 billion annually, and trade deficits ballooned to $700 billion. With the Soviet collapse in 1992, that justification evaporated. The second convulsion is demographic. The 2000s saw massive capital floods as baby boomers hit peak saving years. With smaller Gen X unable to absorb this credit, capital costs plummeted and surplus money spilled globally. As boomers retire and withdraw funds, this inverts. For America, this inversion is temporary. Behind Gen X is Gen Y, 35% more numerous. By 2030, the oldest boomers will pass on, and Gen Y will be serious capital contributors. American capital costs normalize by 2040. The rest of the developed world faces permanent recession with no replacement generation. The third convulsion is energy. The shale revolution made the United States the world's largest energy producer by 2014, outproducing both Saudi Arabia in oil and Russia in gas. This delivers environmental benefits: natural gas releases one-third less carbon than oil; economic benefits, domestic oil costs $10 to $15 less per barrel; and security benefits. When America no longer needs Middle Eastern oil, why protect Middle Eastern shipping lanes? The unprecedented prosperity of recent decades is ending. Until around 2020, 200 million developed world boomers created an insanely capital-rich system with surging demand. But between 2020 and 2024, the wave crests. 13 of the world's top 25 economies, including Canada, Germany, the Netherlands, South Korea, Switzerland, the UK, and the US, will face financial distress as capital and credit availability plummet. Europe faces catastrophe. The euro was fundamentally flawed. Currency unity without financial integration allowed northern capital to flow south at artificially low rates, while northern exporters gained unrestricted market access. This created unpayable southern debt while hollowing out southern economies. By 2024, Germany's tax-paying population bulge retires en masse, evaporating competitiveness, exports, and bailout capacity. Nearly half of German GDP depends on exports, with 16% requiring American-protected sea lanes. Faced with existential threats, German organizational acumen won't remain idle. China's celebrated rise rests on shakier foundations. The Han Chinese originated along the flood-prone Yellow River, creating a society centered on controlling destructive floods rather than managing food surpluses, necessitating extremely tight governmental control. China's one-child policy created rapid aging without social security, its financial system creates massive distortions, and it remains completely dependent on the American guaranteed order. When that order ends, so does modern China. Between 2015 and 2030, the Cold War order dissolves into resource wars and naval competition. New technologies, drones, autonomous weapons, cyber warfare, allow even demographically challenged countries to strike with unprecedented reach. Regional powers like Iran, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia vie for influence while Russia struggles to maintain control. Americans benefit from energy independence through shale revolution, emerging stronger while others grapple with aging populations and instability. By 2040, America's demographic challenges resolve as boomers pass and Gen Y enters peak earning years. Developing nations face the demographic decline Europe experienced earlier, with China deep in crisis. Geography provides everything America needs. Demographics and shale energy handle the rest. As chaos spreads, the United States chooses when and where to engage, maintaining strategic relationships with Canada, the UK, and Australia. This isn't about American exceptionalism. It's about rivers, farmland, and oceans. The coming American age won't feature global hegemony, but prosperity amid widespread struggle. Geography doesn't care about work ethic or innovation. It cares about navigable waterways, defensible borders, and arable land. On that scorecard, America already won. The question isn't whether this happens, it's whether you're positioned for the world it creates.